When you're feeling kind of lonely and the world's got you down. When you're eating plain bologna and you can't shake that frown.
When everything is making you feel blue. When you DVR episodes of The View.
When all you want is to have no care. Lift your feet up high in the air. Look at your friend and say,
put her there. This ain't no hand jive.
Avoid all of life's booby traps.
Whack your palms with a big fat joyful slap.
Feel the connection of a single clap.
And you're alive.
You need the high five.
Hello and welcome to the High Five Podcast. I am your lovable host, Henry Huff. And with me, as always, is the guy I know with the blondest eyebrows I've ever seen. Aww. Reginald Valentine.
Welcome back. Hello. Thank you for having me.
Hey, this is episode 5, Reginald.
Wow, we're skipping along right through this season.
We are skipping right along right through the season, and we are not going to disappoint you with today's episode. Today is going to be world class.
Guarantee, slam dunk, home run, all 10 pins knocked down at once.
Knocked straight down.
That's a strike.
That is a strike. Good job.
Thank you.
If you get 9 and then 1 later, what's that called, Reg?
A spare.
Do they have bowling in England?
Yeah, of course they do.
Do they really?
Bowling for Columbine.
Wow.
Big or little balls?
It's not even funny.
Big balls or little balls
only
in England?
Big balls with holes.
Okay, big pins?
Big pins, big balls.
Nope.
The little ball thing is astound, like blew my mind when I first came to this area to find that.
Right, and that wonderful voice you just heard is going to be our very good friend and basically not even a guest anymore.
She's basically living here.
Basically living here in the attic with me and my mom and my wife. We're all living here, one big happy family, is Kiki Vargas. Hey, Kiki.
Hey.
Hey, there's a microphone there. Make sure
just
you talk into
speak
it.
Speak into it.
Okay, thank you.
You were giggling a lot off the microphone. We're so happy to have you here again for our three-person show.
The old three-way.
Trio, threesome, tryst.
Yep, the old trifecta.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The triangle of truth.
You betcha. And we're going to triangulate
good call.
Our data right now. Something, is that a thing?
Yeah, I think
coordinates?
So. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. You're the science professor.
Who?
You?
Oh, yeah, Professor Valentine. We are. We're going to triangulate our coordinates, zoom in on the target.
That's right.
And give you guys a good, informative, funny show.
That's right. That's exactly what
five
we're
segments,
do.
5 minutes, 3 people.
Starting right as soon as we figure out what the first segment is. Reg, tell us what the first segment
Listen,
is going to be today.
Kiki, we are going to do something you wrote on a piece of paper over there, and it's called How Do You Feel About
Blank. Okay, and that is a segment where I'm going to give you guys a set of topics, and we're going to just talk about how we feel about them.
All right, you ready to start the clock?
I am ready to start
Kiki,
the clock.
Kiki, you ready to go?
Yes.
Let's do this.
And we are ready to go. Kiki, how do you feel about goat cheese?
Love it.
That's it?
Want it all over a beet.
Want it all over a bee?
Beat.
Oh, wait. You want to take a beat, like a disco beat, no. Put some goat cheese on that?
No. What are you even talking about?
I don't know. What is she talking about?
Are you talking about the vegetable?
Yeah.
You want goat cheese smeared on your beets.
So you take
all right, start over.
Okay, no. Wait. No, we're starting over. You take a beet. You slice it up. You have hands that look like you just murdered someone. Like, do you cut your own beets?
I cut my own beets.
Okay. Do you have to peel the beet? Do you have to boil the beet?
No, I buy the one that's already like peeled and ready.
Oh. I didn't know you could do that. Beet.
Yeah, okay. So they're sitting in the purple juice.
Do you wear gloves?
Nah.
When you slice the beet?
No.
You just want some red.
You cut it up nicely and then you put it with some walnuts and some goat cheese.
Just gobble that right
what
down.
What is that? Is that a meal or a snack?
It's a salad.
It's a salad.
I can't stand goat cheese. I think it's pretend. Can I go?
Yeah.
I think it's.
you already are.
I think it's pretentious. I think it's too much like cottage cottage cheese's
it's nothing like
fancy
cottage
cousin.
Cheese.
It goes on every bloody salad that you go to any high-end restaurant, and it's just annoying. Like, oh, it's served with organic goat cheese crumbles. Like, why can't it just be regular cheese? Why do we need to go to one of those screaming animals and take their cheese?
Well, first of all...
How is goat cheese made, Professor Valentine?
Yeah, how do they make goat cheese, Professor Valentine?
Listen, you milk the teats, you stamp on the milk until it curdles.
You stamp on
yeah,
the milk?
Right, yeah, like
you,
the...
Do you wear like snowshoes or something?
No,
to get a lot of
it's like when you
area?
Squeeze the juice out of grapes. It's just a bunch of goat milk and you just pounce up and down on it, or pound up and down on it, and doesn't it curdle and turn into like lumps? And that's goat cheese.
Oh, all right. Well, that sounds about right. So... Yeah, but it tastes good, though, no?
Too creamy for me.
I like it. I like all cheeses. I just bought some cheese the other day. I love cheese.
Every cheese you like? There's not a cheese you don't
like. You even
like
the smelly blue stuff?
Yeah, there's some cheeses that are too dank for me.
They're too fungi-ish.
The other thing is, I don't know if you guys have smelled this, but I live kitty corner from a goat farm, and this is real, and there's about 40 goats in the backyard of my neighbor's house. And when they're mating and or when the wind blows funny, there's a goat funk that passes through the area. And it smells a lot like goat cheese mixed with goat sex, mixed with goat
dung.
Yeah. And so my problem with goat cheese now is that every time I eat it, I sort of like think of like
goat sex.
Goat.
The process.
Yeah. And it ruins it a little. But I like it. I think it's tasty on a salad with some honey or something. Something sweet.
Yeah. Yum. Can we move on? Next one.
How do you feel about the show Property Brothers? Reg?
No comment.
What do you mean no comment?
I don't know what Property Brothers are. Is it just brothers?
Kiki,
explain with the last name
Property Brothers is a show on the Home Shopping Network. No, what is the Home Improvement Network?
HGTV.
HGTV or something like that, and they buy property.
Yes.
Wait.
And flip it.
Well,
I mean, I never saw it.
You haven't seen it either?
No. Oh. Why are we even?
Are you serious?
What is it? Tell him. You know
it
about
sounds
it.
Sounds like
so
the worst Adam Sandler movie.
So you guys don't know what the show is, but this show is two brothers, and one of them is a real estate agent, the other's a contractor, and they find a family, and they take. Who wants to buy a new house, and they take them to a really fancy house and then tell them they can't afford it.
What?
They do every show. So they bring them to this house like, oh, this is amazing. This is what we want. Like beautiful counters, beautiful backyards, all this stuff. And they go, you can't afford this because you're poor. So you need to buy a fixer-upper. And that's what my brother, the contractor, is going to do. We're going to buy an old house with a nice footprint, and we're going to turn it into your quote-unquote dream house. And they fix it up, and they always hit snags, and there's structural damage.
Sounds awful.
Knob and tube.
You actually watch this?
Are they Italian? I can just picture them.
They're Canadian, I think.
Ugh, yeah. Worse.
So they're polite when they do it?
The guy who's a contractor wears really tight shirts, short sleeve button downs, and a tool belt.
Like the whole
no
time.
Pants.
So he's, no pants. He Donald Ducks it. And he's like fashionable with a tool belt, and they make you your dream home. So Kiki, Kiki, what is your dream home? Do you, when you were a child, did you dream of a home?
No, but I do dream of a home now.
Oh, and what does that look like?
I'm sick of living with you in your attic.
Yeah, well, good point. The air mattress can't be that comfortable.
It's by the sea. With a mountain overlooking it.
Vancouver? You should go on Property Brothers.
You're in Seattle?
Yeah.
It's like a nice cabin with wall-to-wall bookshelves.
Log cabin?
Log cabin.
With bookshelves on the inside.
Bookshelves.
Wall-to-wall. Every room. Wall-to-wall bookshelves.
There's just one room. Listen, I don't have a dream home.
Does it have running water?
Yes. Like there's a stream nearby. And
just actual water running by.
Okay. All right. Last one. Okay. How do you feel about Canadian bacon? Reg?
I love it. And the only reason I really like, don't look at me that way. The only reason I really like it is because it reminds me a lot of actual English bacon, where you get, it's the same type of thing. So you get a lot of meat on the rasher, less fat. It's not as stringy and like
meat
thin.
Meat on the rasher?
Yeah, yeah, they're called bacon rashers. The slices are called rashers. But it's better than American bacon, which is all fatty and you hardly get any meat. I don't even know why you call your bacon like real, why it's even a cut.
So in England, bacon is more like ham.
No, it still has the like the fibrous texture of bacon.
Yeah,
but it's a thicker. It's almost
I
like a
call
thin.
Bacon fiber.
Yeah, it's almost like very thin ham, but it's not. It's not. It's not produced. It's not from the same cut. So it is like Canadian bacon. They're the same thing.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Nope.
Why?
Well, I don't think Canadian bacon is bacon.
It is. That's the whole point.
I know nothing about Canadian bacon. I thought it was like a small circle of ham.
It is. It's basically like a small circle of ham or pork loin or something.
Oh, God. I'm going to pull
up a
picture.
It's a small ham circle. Ham John Candy is in the...
the movie Canadian bacon.
The movie.
Oh, I love John Candy, by the way.
I know. Rest in peace.
I know. I love him. He's like... He seems like the kind of guy that I would just love to like hang out with. And in fact... He seems like my dad, or like a guy who's like I could snuggle with.
Those are pieces of English bacon, much fully fleshed, less fat.
Did John Candy die in like a bad way, or was he just like a maybe overweight?
I think my
sad death.
Yeah, I think it was just kind of an overweight, sad death.
So sad.
Maybe a heart attack or something. But yeah,
oh.
Good in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Great in Home Alone too.
I just said that I wanted to snuggle John Candy.
Jamaican, Bob, like, what was it? Like?
Oh, yeah. I told you that. Sanka, man, you're lucky egg. I mentioned that two episodes ago.
It's like bobsledding.
Yeah. What's that? Disney presents the Jamaican bobsled team in Cool Runnings.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
John Candy was in there?
Yeah, he was the coach.
Oh.
He's good. The, like, drunk, kind of out of sorts bobsled
guru. I think he
died,
like, right after that movie.
Making that movie.
Probably.
He was so good as Uncle Buck.
No.
Yeah, he was. You didn't see Uncle Buck?
No, I don't know those movies.
Big Pancake?
Yeah.
Yeah, great movie. All right.
Wasn't he the guy in the back of the truck on Home Alone that brought the woman back to Chicago?
Yeah.
Yes.
With the Oompa Band?
Yeah, I feel like he's a...
Wait, that was Home Alone 2.
No, Home Alone Uno. Home Alone 2 is set in New York. Home Alone 1, she's trying to get back from Paris.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Thank you.
Okay. There are three Home Aloneses.
Yeah, there are, but only
Homes
two with
alone.
Macaulay. Only
Homes Alone.
Only two with Macaulay Culkin, that's what I classify as the true franchise.
And we are moving on to our next segment, which is called Professor Valentine.
The one and only.
Everybody's okay. Favorite segment.
Not mine, but we'll go for
it. All right. Well, in this segment of Professor Valentine, Kiki is going to tell us what Professor Valentine, what the topic is that he's going to give us our 5-minute lecture.
Explain, elaborate on.
Yes.
Tell you
inform.
All. Inform.
This is Enlighten. Honestly something I really want to know about.
Sure.
And I remember a student asked me it one day, and I was like, are you kidding me? But the string theory.
Oh. The string theory, a very famous scientific
phenomenon. A very famous
phenomenon.
String.
Okay, it's not difficult to understand. Have you all seen a ball of string before?
Yes.
Yes.
So you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just a white, regular, like, cotton string that's round and round itself, and you can, like, put your fingers all the way through it. There's a big gap, right?
Yes,
okay.
I know exactly.
There's a big gap in it?
Okay.
That's like the... Yeah.
Like a traditional ball of string, like a ball of yarn. There's a gap through the middle.
Yeah.
Okay, now... Imagine the gap is a essentially like away from one side of the universe to the other.
Okay.
And if you can get through that gap, you've essentially, instead of going all the way around the continuum of space, you can actually get through that and cut through the space-time continuum in a very quick way.
Yeah.
So the string theory was a theory that was developed based on the ball of string that allowed people to transcend the space-time continuum, and
so
actually...
any household string I can do this with.
As long as you can fit through it from the right-hand side to the left-hand side, you can actually travel through time.
Wait, whoa.
And that's the... Well, that's a theory. The idea is, in practice, no one's been able to contort themselves to fit through the gap as efficiently as you need to
Have they tried with smaller organisms?
or larger string?
Well, again, it's a theory. So the idea is that it has to be put into practice to be proven true.
Okay, forgive me.
I forgive you.
Perhaps it's that I'm not smart. So if you can fit a human body
quickly enough
through a ball of string.
It's like one of those like Project Adventure team building games. You can't touch the string. So like 99.999% of people that attempt to prove the string theory are touching the string as they dive through, and they won't make it to the other side of this space-time continuum, hence the time.
I guess that's the part that I don't understand. When you make it through, what's there?
Depending on going left or right, you'll either be, if you go from the right to the left, you'll be going back in time. and if you go from the left to the right, you'll be actually going
in the future.
Into the future.
Oh.
And okay. Now, depending on how quickly you do that, depends on how much time you travel.
I would be so afraid of like falling into a black hole.
No, there's no black holes.
Oh.
It's just a ball of string. But it's the idea of going through the string, the effect of the tightly wound cotton messes with your atoms. Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing.
So much that you'll either go forward or back in time. String theory. It's a theory because no one's ever been able to do it.
Oh.
That is not the definition of a scientific theory.
I know.
Because no one's been able to do it.
That's the opposite of what we want our
young
listeners to know about a theory.
So wait. Listen, Kiki, all due respect, he's the professor.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay.
Let me do my thing here.
All due respect.
I'm merely...
So you go through the string. You're in the future.
Yes.
And so is it like a dual self? You're also in the past and you're in the future at the same time?
That's a great question. By going through the ball of string, you're actually creating your future self. So you will exist as you are actually transporting yourself from the present into the future. So you may encounter your future self. You're not transposing yourself onto your future self.
Right.
So you quite happily could meet up with your future self.
Smooch, maybe?
Future Valentine.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Double V. But yeah, it's very possible to do that. And if you go back in time...
A double V.
And if you go...
Reg, and someone else.
Yeah. If you go right to left, the other way...
Right.
You can... get behind yourself in time and actually forewarn yourself of things that you're about to do, because you will have known that you're about to do them because you're coming from the future.
Right. I think that's the idea.
But I've not been able to fit myself.
In through the string.
Yeah.
I
did travel to the Guinness World Record ball of string place. It's somewhere in New Mexico, but they have it like in a glass cabinet. They know the secrets, and that is human size. If there's a way of breaking into that museum at night,
that's how to do it. Yeah, we are moving to the next segment, number three, which is called is a little game that I invented called Are They Touching?
Okay.
Ooh.
Are we?
I don't know. I can't feel it.
Yeah, are you guys touching right now? Ooh, I feel the fire. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up a map of the United States.
Okay.
And...
Should we put our electronics away?
Yeah, all electronics away.
Kiki?
I'm just reading my facts.
Ooh. Wow. You get many of those?
Do you get sex, by the way? Have you ever gotten
one accidental one this year in the middle of my job.
Oh, God.
Are you serious?
Yes.
A DP?
It was an accidental one. It wasn't meant for my number. And
what? It wasn't even the person you didn't know who it was?
Nope. And it was a D and it's a completely naked person in a computer chair with his D and an empty Fanta bottle to compare it, the size. And I go, this is the wrong number.
That is not true.
It is 100% true. I probably
can find
the...
Why doesn't that happen to me? Not the Fanta bottle piece.
I'll send you a dick pic later. All right.
Who's... Okay. All right. So we're playing a game called Are They Touching? And I'm going to name two states.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me if they are touching. This is going to test your knowledge of United States geography.
Easy.
All of the listeners at home can play as well.
Okay.
And the only thing I need to do is get a map that I can actually read. Okay, here we go. And the first two states that you're going to tell me are they touching are Idaho and Nevada. Are they touching? Idaho and Nevada.
Who wants to go first?
Oh, God.
I know the answer to this.
I'll go. I feel like Nevada is that like big square. I'll say.
Say your words.
No. Yes. I mean, yes.
Okay, so your official yes on are they touching? Reg?
Yes, they are touching.
The truth of the matter is that Nevada is touching Idaho.
Yay.
They are touching. Nevada,
yes.
Nevada, surprisingly, I think of it as a state in the Southwest. It is actually runs the entire, it's as far north as California, all
right.
of California.
Yeah, it's a very, very popular band. They have a lot of albums.
All right, here we go. The next two states we are going to try are, I feel like Tyra Banks.
And Tyra Banks of yeah. all the game show hosts?
America's Next Top Model?
And the next person I will announce is.
Oh, yeah.
yeah. All right. Are they touching? Louisiana.
Yes.
And Tennessee. Are they touching? Louisiana and Tennessee.
Both southern states.
Are they touching?
I'm going to say no.
Both known.
Wow,
for
right off the bat, Leaky Keeky going with.
Leaky Keeks.
So, little known fact that when Hurricane Katrina hit in 2005,
yep.
lots of people were evacuated from the great town of...
the great town of Louisiana.
Of New Orleans, and they fled north. And my buddy's dad actually ended up in Tennessee. As his safe haven state.
Well, it is north.
Leading me to believe that, yes, they are touching.
Okay.
Henry.
So we have an official no, an official yes. The correct answer is no, they are not touching.
Damn it.
Mississippi / Arkansas are in between.
Oh, yeah, man.
Sorry. Okay, couple more.
Tennessee looks like a brush. This is how I remember the states, how they look.
Oh,
it, and it's
it looks
like
above a brush.
Those
Give me
other
the tips.
One.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, the
Thank
tips.
You.
Kind of looks like a
Montana has
trapezoid.
George Bush Sr.'s face on the left side
oh,
of it.
Definitely does. Yeah. Holy moly, it really does.
Like,
I'm looking at it right
I
now.
I knew them all as a child.
So you're. Wow, this is almost like unfair.
This is unfair, yeah.
But right, I have fine. No idea where they are touching, though.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to stay with the state of Tennessee. And I'm going to ask you if Tennessee and Virginia are touching. Tennessee and Virginia, are they touching?
Virginia always screws me up. Like, West Virginia looks like frog.
What?
But
West Virginia looks like a frog.
Doesn't it? Is that the right?
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
How
it's
big
got
is
like it? A, like, it actually kind of looks like, it's got like a little, like, weird arm thing.
Is Virginia a big state?
Yeah.
It looks like a woman with
Ish.
Like a pointy hairdo.
Virginia?
Or maybe I'm thinking of a different
so
one.
So Tennessee and Virginia.
That area confuses me. I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Official?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Virginia has like a little knob that like sticks out to
yeah,
the west.
The
and
yes.
It actually touches the northeasternmost point of
just the
Tennessee.
Tip.
So they are
the comb handle
touching.
So
the
that's
comb handle.
I think we've got two each correct.
No, have we?
Yeah, we both got the
yep.
first one. You got the second.
Okay.
Three.
Okay. So
tiebreaker.
All right, here we go.
Are we going U.S. or international?
Oh, do you want to do it for the tiebreaker to be international? I feel like Reg would have an advantage in that case. Or you feel
she's
like you're...
Very well,
I've been
she's
around.
Very well see that. Yes, she
okay.
has.
All right. So we are going to go...
I'd prefer the continent of Africa, but...
Okay. I just pulled up a
bit
map.
Too big for you.
All right.
The continent.
It's true. Okay. Are they touching?
Okay.
And we're going to go with the Middle East-ish.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
That's where he's from.
I know, but I'm never like, oh, I want to visit. No offense, but...
A Okay.
To all our Middle Eastern listeners out there.
I just...
We're going to say... Very welcoming here on the High Five Podcast.
No, I mean, it's beautiful, and I would love to, but...
Just haven't had the chance.
Haven't had the chance.
All the money. It's a long way from here.
It is. It's very far. Okay. Are they touching? Iran and Uzbekistan.
Oh,
are
I know,
they
I know
touching?
This. I know it. I'll let you do this one first.
Okay. I feel like Uzbekistan sounds like it's closer to Eurasia.
You mean the pop band from the 80s?
Oh, yeah. Great band.
Damn. It could be one of those little, small countries right on, northeast of Iran. I mean, I don't really know where Iran is. I don't know why I wanted this. I'm going to say...
This was your idea.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
They are touching.
Damn it.
Wow. So final answers are locked in. And the correct answer is they are not touching. Turkmenistan is in between them.
Oh, I forgot about Turkmenistan. Damn it.
You got C-blocked by Turkmenistan. Yeah, so our official winner of Are They Touching is Kiki Vargas.
I'm going to Turkmenistan now.
Yeah, you've just won a trip to Turkmenistan.
Woo-hoo. Disney World, Turkmenistan. We're going to Disney World.
Okay, true story. Never knew Turkmenistan was
a real place. Okay.
I didn't mean to sound so...
It indeed, and it's actually quite substantial.
Embarrassed.
Yeah, it's on the northern border of Iran, and it borders Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, and
Kazakhstan.
A little bit of Kazakhstan, which is also ginormous, by the way.
Yeah.
Kazakhstan is actually huge.
That's where...
Borat's from.
Borat.
The real human Borat is from.
Okay. It's sad to say that that's your knowledge of that
Kazakhstan?
Area. Yeah.
No, I just know that reference.
Oh, well, what else do you know about Kazakhstan?
Oh, so many things.
Oh, really?
Yep. Their favorite sport is football.
Correct.
Soccer.
Yes.
Yep. They share a lot of cultural norms with both the Soviet, Russia now, and the Middle East. So
now
it's sort of a
Russia.
Blending. Yeah.
The USSR.
Right. Blending together of the Russian and the Middle Eastern culture. So,
oh, good.
I mean, see how much I know?
Yeah, quite a lot there, yep. my friend.
A cold-hot mixture.
That's right. Anyway, we are going to talk a little bit about the world's traditions and whether or not we find these traditions to be something that we could get behind here in the United States or something that we should bring to the United States. So,
sounds good.
Yep. All right. So we're going to talk about a quick tradition in Greece. Now, in America, we have the Tooth Fairy. Correct?
Yes.
Did you, Kiki? Did you?
I made $24 one year.
Are you serious?
How many teeth did you lose?
24?
No, many? It was one tooth, $24.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, it took me a while to lose all my teeth.
So
wait, one
it's
tooth
not a time
though?
Thing? Like, how did you...
Like, they were so happy you lost this last one that you got 24
no,
bucks?
No, my
or
last
something?
One was, like, pulled in high school.
Wait a minute. Did you only get paid for the last one?
No. This was... So, I remember one of the teeth. It could have been the first, could have been the third. I made $24 off of.
What?
You sell it after the fact?
That is so insane. Was it a magical tooth?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense then. I got like 50 cents or maybe a dollar for each of my teeth.
You
got
to hit up all the grandparents.
What?
You do a tour? You do a tour with the tooth? You walk it around?
A tooth tour. I basically was
like Big Poppies.
Was the Tooth Fairy. And they gave me money.
Okay, well, that's ridiculous. But anyway, I don't...
It sounds like a rapper's tour, the Tooth Tour.
Do they have the Tooth Fairy in England?
No, not really.
All their teeth fall out very early.
Yeah, no, here right. we go, here
their
we go.
Their adult teeth fall out, too.
Bloody
they
hell.
They have adult
that's
Tooth Fairy.
Nice.
Like, the Tooth Fairy gives money if you keep your teeth only.
Yeah, you lose money, you owe money for every tooth that falls out. He's not happy right now, by the way, if you can see
smile,
Reg. He's
Reg,
like
smile.
Legit
no,
ticked that we're making
smile. No, I'm not.
It looks like you have nice teeth.
I have have nice from all my teeth are fine.
American fluoride you've done.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. I just love it how sensitive pants you get when we start one little joke you're about England.
You're both pissing your pants about, dental care just because it's National Health Service. Why don't you do the same thing about the Canadians? They have the same situation.
They don't have famously bad teeth.
Yeah, but only because... Okay, whatever.
All right.
Give me the first tradition. All right. In Greece, what happened? Yada, yada, yada.
This is awesome. I love it. All right. In Greece, instead of saving their teeth and placing them under a pillow for the tooth fairy, the Greek children's teeth are thrown on the roof of their homes. An unusual tradition is thought to bring out good luck for the family. It'd be like rain and teeth in England if they did that.
It'd be like when, they shoot guns in like Mexico and like random people teeth. Die from the falling bullets.
Yeah, the wind blows tooth, like, in your head. Right off the top of the head.
I get nervous at... There's going to be teeth on the rooftops and then birds are going to come down, take the teeth and then start building like these like horror movie style nests that people are going to find in the woods just of old people's teeth.
Yeah, like you know what I mean? And like sticks. And
what's that bird that famously loves like trinkets and they have
crows.
Like,
yeah. Big bird.
That's it.
Crows will definitely deliver your teeth to other people as trinkets.
Apparently crows can recognize faces. Like human
crows are
faces.
Incredible.
I know. They're creepy, but they're wicked incredible. They also, and not to get off the tangent on crows,
that's
but
okay.
Apparently they can, like if they have like a nut that they need to crack to eat and they can't crack it themselves, they'll put it in the road to have a car run over it so that they can get inside. Like they know enough to like pre-plan. That's,
they can amazing. Use tools. There's other tools. Meal prep. Birds, but yeah, they are quite impressive.
That's amazing.
Wow. Well, I don't. Like the tooth on the roof, tooth on the roof idea.
Like that one,
tooth roof.
Why would you? What's it meant to do? Good luck to have teeth on the roof. Is that what you said?
Well, it's like I guess so. I don't know if they get money for throwing the teeth.
What, yeah. Like, what about the poor 4-year-old that doesn't have the arm doesn't
strength.
Make it up to the roof?
Yeah, no money. It's got to land.
On a pitch. What if it rolls off?
I know. And if you got to get it to land on there.
And what if you can't afford leaf guard and it goes in the gutter?
It's true.
There's a lot of things at play here. And at the end of the day, we're meant to be celebrating a child's progression or oral progression of life. And I think why can't we just put it under the bloody pillowcase?
Right. And then have your parents take...
Not a big fan. But I mean, that's probably one of the reasons why Greece went bankrupt.
It's right. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
The kids didn't have enough money saved up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just not enough.
No tooth fairy.
Let's move to Spain really quickly.
Oh, here we go.
If we can. And in Spain, another weird and wonderful holiday it's called the Spanish El Colacho, dates back to 1620, and men dressed as devils group together to run.
No, carry on. Yeah. All right. I'm just picturing it and it's scary.
Men dressed as devils group together and run and jump over babies lying on a mattress in the middle of the road. Originally, this was seen as a way to cleanse babies of sin and prepare them for a healthy life. But, yeah. So, what do you think about that tradition there, Reg? We put babies on a mattress in the middle of the road. I'm assuming
it sounds like a screenplay for like Ghostbusters, like a Ghostbusters movie that never came out. You know how like Ghostbusters 2, they had the little baby that was floating in air. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. It sounds like something happens in middle America with like people who are in meth.
It sounds like it. Yeah. And they try to.
Oh, you think it's like homemade X Games?
They try to line up how many babies.
Yeah. Like all the meth babies and then all the meth devils and.
Yeah, I don't know how this is possibly beneficial to anybody involved. Middle-aged men have to dress as a group as devils.
Yep.
And you hated the grouping of the devils. Yeah. They weren't like touching each other.
They might have been, though. They might have been holding hands.
What are the devils' things they hold? The three...
Tridents.
Yeah. All poking each other with their tridents.
Poking.
And then they have to run over a mattress. First of all, mattresses are expensive. I don't want to take... Forget the babies. Why do we want to take a mattress out of a house?
I wonder how they choose like, the babies. Like in America, that would cause controversy. Like what babies are put on the mattress to be jumped over?
To be politically correct, there has to be a baby from every type of baby.
Wait, what?
Like a Gap advert. You know, like everybody's involved.
A baby from every type of baby.
Every type of baby.
Every type of baby. All the
types. Much like a holiday.
What are the baby types again, Reg?
Blonde. Brown. brunette, which is also a type of brown, black haired, long fingers, short fingers, no fingers, more fingers.
Zika.
A Zika baby, that would be fair. And then just every ethnicity too, of that type. So we're talking like 150 babies.
Well, that's a lot of babies to jump over.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
And I think, do they all have California King mattresses? Like, how are we going to fit? How are we going to fit those?
That's true. Good point.
Thank you.
You could lie. Well, yeah.
If it's going to be all on a single mattress, like what you call them, twins, then the babies are going to be on top of each other, and that's going to be a high jump, but not a very long jump. What type of jump do these devils want? They want a long low, a long low jump, what or a high jump?
Well, they could use their tridents as the pole vaulting.
Yeah. That's very true.
Yeah. So,
not a big fan.
Okay, we are running out of time. We need to do. We're going to wrap this up. Do you want to do one more?
Yeah, one more.
Okay,
quick one.
Okay, quickie. All right. So, in Daur China, D-A-U-R, I'm assuming that's how we pronounce it. In Daur China, there's a tradition that requires engaged couples to dissect a chicken and check out its liver. If the liver is healthy, the couple can set a date for their marriage. If not, they can't plan their nuptials until they find one that is. So they have to dissect chickens until they find a chicken with a healthy liver. First question, does anyone eat chicken liver? Do you eat chicken liver?
No,
liver,
like chicken liver. We probably had in the form of a chicken nugget.
Chicken liver pate, I love
it. Like, it's probably smushed in with everything.
No.
Well, back in a couple of years ago before it was all white meat, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You think the livers were mixed in with the...
Absolutely.
Really?
100%.
The livers...
I like chicken liver.
Nails, the feathers, the
Well,
bones.
I expected nails, feathers, and bones. I just didn't think the livers would be in there. My mom used to eat chicken livers, and I thought it was, like, gross. I never wanted to go near it.
It's very nutritious. They have... Well, I'm talking about the pate. You know what pate is?
Yeah.
Chicken liver pate is really good. Duck liver pate.
There's, like, an Alfred Hitchcock movie with... I think it's with Cary Grant and... It might be Ingrid Bergman and Cary Grant, or it's definitely Cary Grant, and I can't remember who the female lead was. I think it was Ingrid Bergman, but okay. They're out at a picnic, and in a very dramatic moment, she asks him what sandwich he wants. Chicken. Oh, liverwurst. And then they make out or something, and then an airplane comes down or something, and like... crop dusts them or something. It's very scary.
Was this Rear Window?
Like, no, I can't remember. I think it's Cary Grant and Ingrid Bergman. I'm pretty sure, but maybe not. I just remember her dramatically saying, chicken, oh, liverwurst. And then they make out.
I like don't even know how I feel about marriage to begin with, but not if I have to dissect
a chicken.
Test
it on a chicken's liver.
And look at the liver. Like, I don't know what a healthy chicken liver
looks
like.
That's actually a great point.
They don't usually have cirrhosis. Like, what are these chickens?
Well, there are a lot of heavy drinking chickens from what I understand.
I mean...
All right, we're back for our last segment, and I'm already ticked off. Cheesed off right now because we're thinking about another song to choose for
dissect the song
for dissecting songs of classic rock songs that make no sense. And I said it would be too easy to do something like We Didn't Start the Fire because
it's the
dumbest.
We didn't start the fire. Oh my
God. It was always burning since the world was turning.
Yeah, we didn't start the fire.
Because quite literally, it's the dumbest song I've ever heard. And I also have like a special place in my like. To like, I don't know, like my list of people that drive me absolutely bonkers. If you think that song is meaningful in some way,
and if you see them at a bar, they're always hugging each other and bouncing up and down.
Like people want to do like I feel like at high schools or like middle schools or something, they always want to do projects where they talk about how that song is somehow important. It's a list of people and dates that are not connected in any meaningful way.
I need that part of the song. I can only think right now of the actual chorus.
All right.
Which to me makes perfect sense.
All right.
Tell me why it makes sense to you.
I mean, so we as human beings did not start the fire.
What fire?
The fire.
There is no fire.
Fire is the reason why we have civilization. It's the reason why our brains were able to grow larger.
It's the reason why the monkey wanted to kill Mowgli.
No, listen. It's the reason why
King Louis.
Once we were able to utilize the fire that was always there since the world's been turning.
What are you talking about? There hasn't been a fire existing in the world.
Talk to the Olympic torch. Fire that is created.
Hello, Olympic torch.
The fire that's
have you been alive? Have you been burning?
I mean, what about the fire at JFK? It's an eternal
What are you light. Talking?
All right, listen.
You sound like an absolute like.
No.
What about the story? The song "Eternal Flame."
Ooh,
that's
song.
Been burning.
There is. They're talking
eternally.
About
is
the fire.
Is this burning?
The fire bugger. That gave life to humans.
Close your eyes.
It's all about
give
fire.
Me your hand, darling.
Do you hear my
people
heartbeat?
Love fires, don't they?
We didn't start it, but it's been there.
And why didn't we start it?
Because we didn't. We always there's always those cartoons of like cavemen trying to rub sticks together. No, the first fires were from natural phenomena, and they were used
like in the loins fires.
No,
fire like crotch.
A physical fire, and it was used.
You're going nowhere with this argument. Someone has to start a
physical
fire
that was
chemical
used,
fire
that was used. For the progression of our species.
What are you talking
cooking,
about?
Warmth. You can move out of Africa because of the warmth.
But you're...
Listen.
Fires couldn't have...
Have you been drinking?
I bet if I...
Okay. Listen, all we just listened to the actual song off air, and I think Henry and I have got... complete in agreement here that your argument about the evolution of mankind plays no part in that song.
Now that I see the rest of the lyrics, which include
JFK blown away,
of random
what else do I have to say?
Is he in eighth grade? Random men and women. I may have gotten it confused with another song that was talking more about, the fire. that humans used during that age to progress. You were able to cook food.
Oh my God.
Nobody is denying that fire is an important discovery.
So I thought
discovery.
This is what Billy Joel was getting at until I saw.
No, he did an eighth grade
the rest of
U.S. history project where he just wrote down a bunch of dates and people and then said, JFK blown away. What
Heavy
else do I have
suicide.
To say? Oh, my God.
AIDS crack.
Yeah.
The thing is, nobody knows what the song's about, and they just bounce to the chorus like it's the best song in the world.
Oh yeah, God. I totally ignored all this other stuff. I thought this song...
So are you retracting your previous comments?
I mean, I don't know what Billy Joel was talking
about. It's not as much fun anymore that you're not defending the song.
I mean, I'm defending the chorus still, and maybe he said this because... The fire was there. It paved way for all of these humans.
But
we couldn't stop
what
it.
Fire.
We
but
can't
who cares?
Stop them.
What are you talking about? And who cares who started it? Like, why is it a big deal that we didn't start it or
it's
that
not,
we did start
but
it?
Maybe some people think that because people are very egocentric. They think we made fire. We made rain. Everything.
What?
It's not true.
Wait, people think we made rain?
People don't know.
Like, did somebody, like, get a sprinkler out and say...
Listen, people think that they're more involved with nature than they are. I know it.
Oh, my God!
Wow, this was great because...
We may have to carry on this segment into another show because... With other songs. Because
That was unbelievable.
Powerful.
I didn't think that it was possible that I would have... That Kiki would be here defending. I thought we were going to have to find a song, but we didn't have to because... We didn't start the fire, started a fire.
A fire,
yeah,
I
really
mean.
Did. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is all the time we have for today's show. It has been an absolute blast.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and hopefully you'll tune back in next week, and there'll be many more podcasts to come. And what else do you have? Any closing words to say, Kiki or Reg?
High five podcast.
You're trying to do your promos
fire.
Over again.
Yeah.
We are on fire.
I'm so bad at the promo part, but...
Listen to us on iTunes.
Podomatic.com.
Like us on Facebook.
Follow Henry Huff on Twitter.
Follow Reg Valentine on Twitter.
Follow Kiki Vargas on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook,
Ooh.
And Google Classroom.
Wow, you're teaching a class in Lyme disease recovery.
Ethica.
Yeah, I ran out of words there. Yeah. Okay, well, that's about it. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Peace.
Bye.